Let us then move on to agenda item number 3. I would like to welcome some of the representatives to the meeting. So from the planning department, Mr. C.K. So, as well as Mr. K.T. Ng. Welcome. And on this agenda item, we will be discussing amendments to the approved Chun Wan Outline Zoning Plan number S/TW/28, which is our paper TFK/02/2012. So I would like to invite members to declare interest, if any. Okay, so there's no members declaring interest. This item is on the amendments being incorporated into the subject OZP that were published in the Gazette and exhibited for public inspection on the 24th of February 2012 for 2 months. And the amendments were mainly in relation to the harbourfront development involving imposition of building height restrictions, as well as measures to facilitate air ventilation, like the destination of non-building areas and building gaps. So may I now invite Mr. Ng to make a presentation. Mr. Ng, please, try to make your presentation within 10 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, chairpersons and also members. The outline zoning, Chun Wan outline zoning plan was gazetted for public inspection for 2 months from February 24th to April 24th. And the major amendments to the Chun Wan outline zoning plan was mainly involved the building height restrictions, rezoning proposals, and also the destination of building gaps and non-building areas. And the purpose of building height restrictions are mainly to provide a better control to meet the public aspirations for a better living environment and to provide more certainty and transparency for development and to provide better air ventilations and to provide opportunity for the public and stakeholders to make representations on development restrictions. And there are a number of considerations of formulating the restrictions. The first one is the physical environment, just mainly to the topography and the geological features. And the second one is infrastructural facilities, mainly related to the roads, drains, etc. And also the urban design concept, the building heights concept, as well as the air ventilation. For the urban design considerations in formulating the building height restrictions is mainly involved the step building height concept set out in the urban design guidelines, topography, local character, predominant land uses, existing building height profile, development or redevelopment potential, air ventilation, compatibility with the surrounding areas, and also striking a balance between the public interest and private development ways. For the urban design principles, we focus on the stacked building height profile surrounding the twin town nooks within the Chun Wan town center, avoid further proliferations of high-rise buildings and further excessively tall and out-of-context buildings along the waterfront. And we propose the stepped building height profile with lower buildings along the waterfront and taller buildings in the inland. The height profile should be sympathetic and compatible in scale and proportions with the surrounding areas. And we certainly to preserve the existing green or visual corridors and major air paths. For the urban design principles, the Chun Wan areas was subdivided into 5 sub-areas, which is sub-area 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. For sub-area 1, because Chun Wan has two twin town nooks, which is the MTR stations and the MTR Westwell stations. So those buildings will be quite tall on the top of the stations and then descending to the surrounding areas. For the other sub-areas 2, 3, 4, and 5, we adopted a step building height from the high-level size to the lower side. As mentioned before, we divided the areas into 5 sub-areas, which is the Chun Wan Town Center. Already mentioned that there are 2 town nooks in the town center. Between the 2 town nooks, this is the old town center, comprised of old and new buildings in the area. To the eastern and also the western end of the town centers are the industrial areas. And so for the sub-area 2, 3, 4, and 5, they also focus on the step building height from the high site formation level to the lower areas. Now we come up to the proposed building height restrictions for this area, and then I will go through each sub-area one by one. For sub-area one, as mentioned before, there are two townlooks in the Chuan Town Center. We propose a building height 110 MPT for the Chuan MTR stations, and also the Chuan West Rail stations, we propose a high building height of about 160 MPT. In the inner city of the Chuan Town Center, there is a two-tier development control restrictions from 80 to 100 MPT restrictions. For sub-area 2, since there are three public housing estates at a high platform level, so we propose 190 MPT for the Lingbok Su estate, and also the Jiangshan estate, which is 150 MPT, and also Sekwai Gok estate, which is 130 MPT. The remaining areas of Siang Kwai Chung are the village-type developments, mainly three stories in height. For the sub-area 3, which is the Chuan Bay Western areas, at a higher platform level, we propose 140 MPT for the buildings, and then decreasing to a waterfront areas with a height of 120 in the restrictions. For the Yau Kam Tau area, we also, apart from the RC sites, we propose a building height of 140 MPT for the residential developments. For sub-area 4 and also 5, we propose a building height mainly in line with the existing building height of those buildings. For the GIC sites and OU sites, for GIC sites, we refer to those schools, markets, and OU sites refers to the petrol filling stations and piers. We also propose a building height mainly to reflect the existing developments. Now we come to the appraisal of the visual impact. For sub-area 1, while viewing from a Qingyi area, you can see that without building height restrictions, there is a significant visual impact there. But with the proposed building height restrictions, the visual impact is less, comparatively speaking. For sub-areas 2 and 4, while viewing also from Qingyi, you can see that without building height restrictions, there's an intrusion of existing buildings there. And also with building height restrictions, there's a restriction on the control of one of the buildings in Yau Kam Tau area. For sub-area 5, while viewing from the Chow Kong Tam Outdoor Recreation Center, you can see that without building height restrictions, there's a visual impact for a building, but with the building height restrictions there, the visual impact is less. Planning Department has also undertaken an AVA study for the air ventilation assessments. For Chuan areas, the major annual winds is coming from the north and then from the east. For the summer, prevailing winds mainly from the south and southeast, west respectively. Roads in the town center, such as the Dai He Dou, Dai Chong Dou, open spaces, parks, low-rise GIC developments, slopes and hills are essentials to air ventilation and could be as a key wind corridors to ventilate the area. Apart from that, we also propose some destinations of building gaps above the podium, especially those waterfront sites, West Rail sites, TW5, TW6, and TW7. As you can see that this is TW5 site, TW6 site, and TW7. And also, near the TW7 site, there's a waterside plaza there. We also propose a building gap there in order to improve the air ventilation to the town center area. Other rezoning proposals, we propose a site occupied by the Westminster Terrace at Yau Kam Tau and stipulating a building height restrictions of 140 MPT without the provision of the claim for the existing building height. As you can see from here, the existing building height of Yau Kam Tau area is about 182 MPT. By the impositions of the 140 MPT building height restrictions, those buildings will only be redeveloped to 140. Other rezoning proposals will include from commercial use to undetermined zone in the town center at the junction of Yongokdo and Matoba Road. There's other rezoning proposals. There's the two-tier height controls in the town center area. And also we propose some of the GIC sites to reflect the existing GIC users, such as the schools, markets, electricity substations, and also service reservoir. We also take this opportunity to review the open space area to rezone those sites to GIC use, such as on this one, this to reflect the lot boundaries for a temple in Yau Kam Tau, and also the these two pictures this to reflect the existing electricity substations. Other rezoning proposals will include a recently completed residential development at Gok Sui Do, a commercial buildings in Chai Wan Gok industrial area. Also, we propose some destinations of non-building areas in order to improve the air ventilations. The Nina Tower, we propose a non-building area in accordance with the existing lease conditions. And also, we propose a non-building areas at Kok Sui Do Sunfeng Center in order to improve the air ventilations to the Yau Ma Ham Chun in Kok Sui Do area. Other rezoning proposals are mainly the technical amendments, and we also take this opportunity to update the notes and the explanatory statements as well. All the buildings can be developed to the existing building heights, except existing buildings which are excessively tall or incompatible with surrounding areas. We also allow the minor relaxations of building heights for ratio GFA, building gap, non-building area restrictions on applications to the timing board. Now we come to the end of the presentations. I will finish with a five rule, and we start at Tingyi area at about 300 meters in height. We can have a bird's eye view of the Chiman Town Center areas. And the routing is, you can see at the right-hand corner. Now we are going to the sub-area 5, which is mainly the size low-rise residential areas and other temples areas. We can see the MTR stations and also the Nina Towers. And then we come up to the sub-area 4 areas. And then we can return to the waterfront areas. Oops. Okay. Thank you. That's all my presentations.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Ng. That's very helpful. Could I ask the first question very quickly about the different colors in this five fruit? Do they denote different meanings? The
yes.
Different colors of the buildings?
Yes. For the gray buildings, they are the existing buildings. For the buildings in yellow, they are the committed buildings. For the those buildings in green, they are the planned proposals, as in the five fruit.
So the beige or the pink one is the existing?
The gray.
How about the beige and the pink color? Okay, thank you. Oh. So may I now invite members to, is this beige or pink? I don't know, okay, or is it gray? Well, anyway, as long as it's clear to members, that's all right. So may I now invite members to give comments? Questions? Yes, Franklin.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I would like to know if the building height is generally reduced or is it raised. I suspect it's the former. And how about the plot ratios? Are they lowered or adjusted accordingly with the building height? Because if not, then you have a given plot ratio and given Hong Kong economics, then the developers in redeveloping the building, they will try to use up all the plot ratio there. And then if you have the building height reduced without the plot ratio reduced, that means the same plot ratio will have to be stacked up in a lower height, which means probably bigger floor plate. That means that probably would mean a what we call walled buildings. So previously, without the SPD guidelines published by the buildings department, then the wall effect would be very strong. And I know you have mentioned like wind corridors in the roads and also some reserve sites. But then, is there corresponding adjustment of the plot ratio hand in hand with the building height?
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Peter?
Yes, I had a comment that very similar to the previous one on the visual impact appraisal. I'm not sure if I was reading the diagrams, the three diagrams, properly, but I couldn't really tell the difference between what was actually being proposed as amelioration and what was the situation without amelioration. Maybe we could just go over those three. Secondly, it's not a major point, but on the air ventilation areas, the no building zones, I think there are far greater reasons to have no building zones. I mean, these areas should be representing continuous open space and opportunities for ground level urban design and so on and so forth. Air ventilation is a very questionable thing. I appreciate that the planning department are busy doing climatic mapping and God knows what else, but you know, air doesn't move in straight lines, and just because you have a sort of empty piece of space adjacent to one building doesn't mean that you have an airflow going in that particular direction. I would put a question mark over that and suggest instead that you look at more comprehensive no-building areas that form part of a distinctive network, which we can actually make positive use of in terms of open space and urban design continuity.
Okay, thank you. Pete, Paul? Sorry?
Or the chair and the chairman, this is confusing here. Yes, I noticed that the brief for this review was limited to the imposition of building heights and to update the plans to reflect the planning intention of existing developments which had already been agreed. So this was a fairly limited brief as far as harbourfront planning is concerned. However, so my question is, are you going to review the outline zoning plan for trying to better meet harbour planning principles? I mean, is there any intention to, is there going to be a separate review? Or have you, as part of this review, also considered the harbour planning principles? And then if so, what is the, what have you changed to better meet harbour planning principles? So that's broadly, specifically, I haven't seen in this plan anything that shows, say, the pedestrian networks and connectivity, and not from a TD point of view, an LCSD promenade point of view, or an MTR pedestrian linkages point of view, but from a planning point of view, like a comprehensive review of all walkable spaces, whether it's an LCSD space or a pavement or a subway or an elevated walkway, where we can actually see how that whole network comes together, so how the local community can enjoy the waterfront and how many connection points there are and how many meters I have to walk before I can walk back and so on. It would be good to see that. We haven't seen it today, and I don't think it can be given today, but I hope it can be given in sometime thereafter or hereafter. I would be very interested to see that. And finally, if I look at the fly-through, I see this massive podium development right on the waterfront, which, and that CDA site, call it Brown here, 160 MPD, that looks a pretty long distance of a podium. It looks not very permeable either. Are you guys going to change that, or are you going to leave it as it is? Are we going to suffer these large podiums on our waterfront, or is this disaster in planning continuing? Or are we going to get fine? Or are you going to try to get rid of these podiums and get open space back and visibility and permeability back to ground level? It's something that people have been asking for so many times, and you guys been stuck in the metro plan of CDA developments on podiums, and we continue to see them. So what efforts are being made to break through these podiums? I don't see enough effort in this plan that actually an effort is being made, or have you done something to ameliorate or break through? That is my question.
Okay, thank you. At this point in time, maybe we can invite a representative to respond to the questions before we get at the second round of questions. Yes?
Thank you, members, and the comments. First of all, I would like to bring out the building height restrictions had already taken into account the Habermas principles, especially for the air ventilations and also the development intensity in formulating those restrictions. And also, the building height restrictions has also have mainly reflect the existing building heights for particular areas in Chuman areas. And regarding the questions on the part ratios, there's no change or no effect on the existing part ratios for those areas, because in the Chuman outline zoning plan, there's already a part ratio or the GFA restrictions already there. Right now, we just come up to the building height restrictions. It won't affect the existing part ratio for the areas in the Chuman area. Of course, we propose the building height restrictions. We already taking into account the existing building heights, even though the developers, we develop those areas, with such building height restrictions, they can still, those developments can still be developed according to the stipulated part ratio. There's no change to that. And also, concerning the waterfront site, which is the podium for TW5, TW6, and TW7, those development proposals have already approved by the timeline board. For TW5, because they already taking into account the sustainable building design and also to increase the medium size flats, they already make adjustment to that, and those adjustments already approved by the timeline board in last year, June, for TW5. So what we come up to the podium is just to reflect the existing approved scheme. Likewise, for TW6, MTR, the developers of TW6 have already made the improvements to the podium as well. So the revised scheme already approved by the timeline board this year in February. So those podiums already reflect the approved planning scheme as well. And so coming up, follow up to the for the waterfront, since we mainly followed respect the approved the planning schemes, so we encourage the users can make use of those schemes and provide connectivity to the Chuman Town Center area. Another point is about the open space and the GIC use. According to our consultants of the AVA studies, we really respect the low-rise GIC and also the open space because they serve as an important air path or air corridor to the Chuman area. So we maintained it to regard the GIC use as a visual and also the relief area for the Chuman area as well. Am I answer all your questions?
The comprehensive pedestrian network raised by Paul.
Yes, for the, as you have mentioned before, for the pedestrian networks, because according to the planning history of Chuan, there's right now there is a very good network from the Chuan MTR stations to the waterfront area. For your information, right now the there is a proposal for the footbridge network from the MTR stations to the Westwell stations. They are now under construction and near completion. So those peoples can make use of the good connectivity to the waterfront area, even though they get off from the MTR stations.
All right. Thank you. Further questions from members? Nick?
Thank you, Chair. Some of the things I was going to raise have been covered. I mean, obviously, there isn't much reference, as Paul has pointed out, to harbour planning principles and the benefit that we are seeing out of this review. I don't see a great deal of reference to how the waterfront is going to benefit from what's proposed here. I'm also, if I may say, a little cynical about the whole review. if you look at the before and afters, as Peter pointed out, very difficult to see any very little, more what the difference is. And I think the question I'd like to ask is, to what extent, it seems to me that this is this particular study is influenced, if you like, heavily influenced by the times, by the land supply issues that we're facing at the moment, and the revenue and land revenue considerations. And the question of the plan that I have is, would you have liked to have done more, and should you have done more, perhaps from a planning perspective, but you found that colleagues in other departments, particularly Lands Department, were resistant to more significant change, because this seems to me to be minimal change, if you like, and I just wonder whether it's been influenced by land supply and other policy considerations. Should you have done more? Thank you.
Yes, Paul, and then Franklin.
I'd like to know from the planning department, how far back have you considered the minutes of the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee and this committee? And what have you identified as things that we have asked for so that you could consider them for your review?
Franklin?
I get it from the gentleman's answer is that the plot ratio hasn't been changed and they are following the existing ones. And there is no reduction in the existing plot ratios. And I would accept it as a general principle. But then there is one example I saw in the slides. There is a brownish building that is taller than the height limit that's going to be imposed. And I think for that particular case, and I hope there is not many more, that when that building has got to be redeveloped, that means the height limit would render it having a bigger floor plate. And that's the problem that I'm worried about, that those buildings would become wall buildings. Is that an exception, or is there many more cases like that?
Okay, so well, actually I also have problems in recognizing all the changes from before and after. But it seems that your slide number 23, if you can go to that. And I think that would also show the building that Franklin has referred to. 23, yeah. I think over here we will be able to see some of these changes that would be helpful for members and for the team to respond. Are there any other comments, questions from members before I ask the team to respond? All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman and members. One of the principles in reviewing the OZP is that we would not like to reduce the permitted development intensity now enforced on the OZP. So there's no reduction in plot ratio. Concerning the building on the slide, we have reduced the permitted building height, but not the plot ratio. That means in future redevelopment, the building can realize the same GFA as now, but they cannot build as high as now right now. So we are controlling the building height rather than the GFA. That's the one of the principles. Overall, the Chuen Wang area, one of the objectives is not to say control the development intensity further. Instead, there is a tendency that in the redevelopment process, taller and taller buildings are being proposed. So those out of context buildings, we would like to have a mechanism put into OZP to put them into control and perspective. So this is one of the principles that we introduce to those building heights right now. For the harbor planning principles, it is not just a case to be considered in the OZP. In fact, in the past, in processing all the CDA zones along the waterfront, we have taken account of these principles and considerations in processing the CDA development in the 2016 and the formulation of the MLP. So right now, because of all those developments have been approved by the Town Board, they will try to incorporate all those elements into the OZP. Members will see that the difference between having the building height restriction and without the building height restriction in certain areas is not that much difference, because some of the buildings have already been redeveloped, or some of the building has submitted building plans that has been permitted. So as a whole, we recognize that the deferment in the area is quite organic and has been carried out over the years. But our main purpose is to prevent those very tall buildings from introducing into the area, rather than to, say, introduce a whole new townscape into the Chuen Wan area. So many of the townscape right now will be preserved, but the core, say, the two city center principles in the coming development will be realized in the coming years.
Okay, thank you very much. So I think in looking at all these changes, it seems that for this particular item, for this particular OZP, changes have been minimal. But in the future, in particular, I wonder whether it's possible for us to do at least two things. The first thing is when OZPs are being amended, especially if they are in relation to the harbourfront areas, when during the presentation, especially if it is doing a presentation and coming back to this task force for different areas, not exactly this OZP, is to have discussion or description on how all these changes have addressed the harbourfront principle explicitly. Most probably this has already been considered, but it's not as explicit, so that members can really see how these changes, these principles has been incorporated in the changes of the OZP. So that would be the first thing that I would suggest. The second thing is perhaps it's also important to highlight the before and after, so that the members and we will be able to see what are the major changes that is happening in this OZP, and we could form an opinion and to give comments more specifically. And also in the last thing is in relation to some of the comments which I think will not be able to address fully in this particular OZP, but maybe in the future is a point that has been raised by Franklin. This is a good move that perhaps we control the building height, but when the plot ratio is not changed, perhaps building will get more massive, and this is something that we have to that we have certain concern about, especially on the harbourfront. When building got more massive, it may be more disadvantageous for air circulation. So, and also what Paul has suggested in terms of after the OZP has been accepted and amended, how this podium development and other pedestrian concerns has been taken into account when all this development come back for the town planning board approvals. Right. So I think, Paul, you have another comment?
Yes, I have.
Well, I have a specific request to the one to the harbour unit, if that in the future actually, you know, your suggestions can be briefed to the planning department. One, that they go back through the minutes of our discussions for the last, since 2004, identify what our concerns are and respond to those concerns. And I believe that the concerns for this particular area focus on three things. One is the pedestrian linkages and the overall pedestrian networks. And it's not a station linkage. The spider always works where the station has linkages and you can get in and out of the station. We talk about area network, not station network. The cycling network has been raised several times in meetings here at the Harbourfront Announcement Committee, and the activities permitted and available along the waterfront as a whole for the Chuen Wan area. I believe those are the three things that have been constantly coming back in discussions here. We haven't heard anything from the planning department when they come in here to present to us. They're like, hey, this is what we're doing. It would be nice to hear. But so going forward, and after this meeting, if the planning department could at least publish a pedestrian area, pedestrian network, showing not just the station linkages, but show how people can get around at the different levels, how that is an integrated network, and if there's any shortcomings. Cycling network and the activities available and permitted along the waterfront. Where are going to be the activity nodes? I think we'd like to see those. And then if there is a shortcoming, is there going to be a new review? Are we going to be promised that we're going to, the planning department will try to make some changes or go next year or in 10 years or, you know, or we're just going to leave it for everybody else to resolve? Or, you know, where's some leadership in trying to move our issues forward?
Gracie?
I'd like to echo the chair's suggestion that when planning department consults the commission or task force, reference should be made to regard already made to the harbour planning principle. because I believe there are a lot of planning principles already built in the current OZP. So members would be interested, because you have already got the planned Harbourfront Promenade. You have also, I'm not sure whether it is in the explanatory notes or planning department, make sure that considerations like cycling track have already been reflected in explanatory notes, MLP, etc. Because there are different levels of implementation. Colleagues, of course, in the process of rezoning of an OZP, you would have regard to work being done in this exercise. But members would be interested in general to regard to harbour planning principles as well as various harbourfront initiatives. For connectivity, I think we should work with transport department outside the meeting. This is a major concern of the district, of course, and if appropriate, I would suggest that departments would bring a plan to or brief this committee. On cycling, CEDD has already consulted this task force some time ago, and they are in the stage of design and planning consultancy. So sometime down the road when there's progress, I would also like to invite CEDD to brief this committee again. When the sites are ready for development, CDA sites, of course, would require a submission to the town planning board on their plans as well. So that would be the level or the stage to see how they, in fact, the developers, in fact, implement the harbour planning principles and various requirements as set out in OZP. So in a nutshell, principles are being observed in planning department's work and OZPs. It would take time to implement step by step, whether it is the waterfront promenade or the cycling track or continuous well-connected promenades. Mm.
Thank you. Peter?
Yes, well, I had much the same comment there. I mean, I think this is a very inadequate piece of work, personally. And I would echo Nick's point, really, that it doesn't really relate sufficiently to the waterfront. What I do take exception to is claims that are being made that are simply not being substantiated in the plan. I think really we do need, in terms of urban design, to relate the town to the waterfront. That's the first thing. Then we do need, and a fundamental part of this should be an open space recreation and pedestrian framework. Relating to an urban framework for open space and connectivity. I think this building height issue simply is totally ambiguous. I mean, we haven't put these three slides back on again. If you could just show one of them, because there really isn't any difference at all, as far as I can see visually, between what is claimed. You know, I mean, the presentation said you can see the difference. Well, I can't see the difference. And therefore, we shouldn't be saying things like that at all. So, you know, we're fiddling around with statements. Another statement is air path. You know, air path and air ventilation is it's a very inadequately based science. And if these claims are being made, then we need to see the whole ventilation study for the town to see if what you're claiming is actually correct. Because putting little bits of spaces here and there and then claiming it's part of an air path or a breeze corridor or whatever is simply not good enough. And lastly, I'm not entirely sure if the department has been asked to come back and clarify some of these points at a later stage. But as far as I can see, from our perspective, it's lacking in some of the biggest fundamentals.
Thank you. So I think all the task force views that has been presented over here on the OZP amendments will be forwarded to the Town Planning Board for consideration. And in view of the time constraint, I don't think there would be another chance to do a presentation and to summarize it. But all the points that we have raised here, in particular to the principles and the details, will be put into a letter to represent the task force view, of which the Secretary will seek my clearance before sending it to the Town Planning Board. Is it agreeable to members? Okay, then thank you very much. Thank you.
Chair, I'd like to raise another issue.
In relation to this,
it's not necessarily to do. It's just a general issue that we're now facing. I know that Macy just said, like, TD is responsible. Let's ask them about connectivity and CDD about the cycling track update. But if you look at the reality, the TD plan that we just saw for connectivity in Tim Sha Tsui misses all the public open spaces that are LCSD. Doesn't have the MTR tunnels in there. If you look at the connectivity network that we have here, the paper is here presented earlier on as a supplement to the last meeting. It shows you that TD only gives you the TD areas. It does give you an area connectivity. It gives you the TD footbridges and the TD subways. So you're not going to get an overall area connectivity. So hence my question is to the planning department, because if it's not TD and it's not MTR and everybody does their own thing, then I can only measure the planning department as the only one that can give you the overview of everything. Somebody has to be the one that gives you the overall. Now, I don't know who gives it, but I think I have a reasonable expectation that it should be the planning department, because the harbour unit does not have the resources to do it. So I think somebody has to put an overall plan together. I guess, my assumption is, it must be the planning department. Now, so I think that the suggestion that TD is the one that's responsible, I'm not sure that that's the right suggestion. So I think we have to get some agreement. We're going to face this at every OZP we're going to face. So let's get a standard up and going. And the same for the cycling track. CDD is doing their cycling project as far as they are able to implement, and they have lots of problems. But most of the waterfront is basically LCSD now, and LCSD has an issue about letting bicycles go through their promenade. So the cycling connectivity as an area network, again, falls over different departments. And again, in terms of implementation, how are we going to drive that through CDD, through LCSD, and through somebody else? Who will do that for us, putting a plan together that starts driving this connectivity? So I'm a bit concerned about how we're going to do this. Now, whether today is the way to discuss it or another time, but I think we can't just let it hang, because we're not making progress, I think, otherwise.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. I think this is a very good suggestion in relation. Perhaps we can, in one of the action areas, perhaps this Chun Wan or the Tim Sha Tsui action area in the future, of which that Plan D can present a connectivity kind of analysis that would help the members and the task force to have a view of this in the future, in the next meeting when we have an action area, so that we can see whether this is what members would like to see. And for the cycling track, I think this is something that is a connectivity between different action areas and along the harbour front is very important. So I think perhaps that this could be looked at more strategically by the Harbour Front Commission. All right. Yes, Gracie.
I'd also like to make a quick comment that the fact that in implementing plans, it is nothing exceptional or undesirable to have various departments working on their own part of work and contributing themselves professionally. We will sort out with our planning department to the extent that their plans will work out urban planning concepts and principles. In the process, various bureaus and departments will render policy support as well as ensuring that they will be implemented. It so happens that we are very familiar with Chun Wan area, because there are various high-level policies driving the redesign of Chun Wan 5 and Chun Wan 6, which specifically got the financial secretary's steer to revise the master layout plan to the extent that they meet the new sustainable build policy in Cantonese faster layouting time. To ensure that we provide, in the process of redesigning, we will increase the supply of small and medium-sized units. So the GFA may be reduced, the bulk may be reduced, but in the process, we want to ensure that there will be adequate supply of small and medium units. In working out detailed plans, we actually need to work with departments to ensure connectivity, cycling track, waterfront promenade, and high-level design. They may not, we still need to work on them, because after all, part of the work will be implemented not by departments, but through the plans and NLPs and the process to ensure that the developer will deliver the policies and designs.
The outcome is very important. Raymond?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I think it has been a very, very good discussion. But for this particular item, I think the department is presenting amendments to an outline zoning plan to this committee. And the nature of the outline zoning plan is more of a sort of a development control plan. It may not be the best kind of tools to do what we really want to do, what we want to promote in the Harbourfront enhancement. But I sort of recognize that Chair, you make a very, very good suggestion that in future, when the departments bring along amendments to OZP to this committee, we should perhaps focus more on the harbourfront enhancement implications. So I think that could be done. In addition to that, Chairperson, you mentioned about action area plan. I think that has been done before, and there's no reason that we cannot do it more. In the past, we have done the Hong Kong District Plan, and it's more or less integrate various different proposals to enhance the waterfront. And within that plan, we integrate proposals about pedestrian connections, we integrate proposals about promenade provisions, we integrate proposals as to how private developments, what sort of restrictions or guidelines that we should impose for private developments such that the harbourfront's context could be enhanced. So this type of action area basis plan, it can be carried forward. It's all a matter of priority, which is the next area we want to move into. I think this committee has been involved in doing the Hong Kong District Plan, has just completed the Hong Kong Island East Plan, and it's a matter of how we move forward from there, whether there's another area we have sort of focused to look into. And in that context, we will be able to integrate proposal from various departments, as Gracie has mentioned, about their cycling track proposal, about TD's pedestrian network proposal. And with that, it will be sort of in the context provide members an overall view of that particular district and what we are sort of moving forward in terms of enhancing the harbourfront.
Thank you very much, Raymond. I think that's very helpful.